This is Dr. Tamal Lingam retaking a progress note on Mary, M-A-R-Y, Rawling, R-A-W-L-I-N-G-S. Period. The medical record number is 103217. Period. The date is 1/25/2013. Period. Paragraph. The patient was seen today for medication review and brief therapy. Period. The patient's primary complaint at this time is that she has hip pain. Period. She has been discussing this issue with the internist. Period. Paragraph. The patient says that she's doing fairly well. Otherwise, period. Staff report no significant management problem. Period. Paragraph. The patient's blood pressure done on 9/4/2012 was 138/70. Period. Pulse is 87 and respiration is 16. Period. No weight is available. Period. Paragraph. The patient is currently on the following medications. Namely, Celexa 10 milligrams at bedtime, along with 20 milligrams at bedtime for a total of 30 milligrams at night. Period. She's also on glyburide, metformin, risperidone 3 milligrams 2 times daily, Ativan 1 milligram 2 times daily, omeprazole, Tylenol on a PRM basis. Period. The patient has been medication compliant, period. There has been no report of any adverse side effects to the medication, period. The patient appears to have gained significant amount of weight, period. Paragraph. The investigation is done on 11/15/2012, so the following period, hemoglobin A1C was 6.00, period. Mean glucose was 137, period. Chemistry profile was unremarkable, period. CBC was unremarkable. The thyroid profile was unremarkable, period. Paragraph, the patient on examination was complaining of hip pain, period. She maintained good eye contact, period. Patient was not apprehensive or anxious, period. She was not responding to intrastrum light, period. Her appetite is appropriate, period. She denies any hallucinations or delusions, period. She's alert and aware of her surroundings, period. Her recent memory is intact. General information is adequate. Insight and judgment is marginal, period. Paragraph. The patient is relatively stable, period. Weight gain continues to be problematic, period. The patient is on risperidone. Atypical antipsychotic can lead to weight gain, period. Since the patient is psychiatrically stable, I will lower the dosage of risperidone to 2 milligrams in the morning and 3 milligrams at bedtime, period. I will monitor for signs of decompensation, period. Paragraph, plan 1, supportive therapy, number 2, social work follow-up, number 3, medical follow-up, number 4, current placement is appropriate, period. Paragraph, thank you, and the dictation.